Grand Slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is Will Copey. He's a former collegiate athlete, played football at Mankato State, and now is intersecting faith in sports with his work for a group called FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students. We'll talk about what he's doing on the college campus and an experience that he had at the last Olympics in Paris in 2024. I'd like to welcome Will Copey to Blessed to Play. Will, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ron. It's definitely an honor to be on your show, and I'm excited to share about my story a little bit with you today.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, you grew up in Minnesota, so a climate that is not conducive to, say, warm weather sports, but you seem to play it all in high school, you know, baseball, basketball, and football, but you had a love for athletics. So just talk about that journey, and I understand your dad participated in collegiate athletics.
Correct. Yeah. So my dad ended up playing baseball at Minnesota State Mankato, where I ended up going. From a young age, you know, sports was kind of all I knew, right? I was going from one season to the next, from football in the fall, basketball in the winter, baseball in the spring. It was kind of the thing that kept me grounded growing up and gave me, I think, some purpose at a young age. Mm-hmm. And led me into, you know, playing in high school eventually and then going to college and playing football at Minnesota State Mankato. It's been really beautiful to see how, my experiences, the lessons I've learned in my sport have kind of just like shaped me to who I am today as far as my character and just like the virtues that I've grown in over those years. You're right. The climate in Minnesota is definitely not always super great for, you know, the outdoor sports, especially baseball in the spring, but, you know, football in the winter or in the fall was, football weather is, you get it in Minnesota. So, you know, as a receiver, it was a little tough because you kind of run the ball all the time when it's cold out, but, as long as we were winning games, I was happy.
So your dad playing a competitive sport in college, did he kind of pass along that competitive nature, that spirit to you as you went along and competed as a young man?
Yeah, I think he did in a lot of ways. He was very big on just, making sure we were always staying active and competing. Kind of backstory. My dad's side is a big baseball family. Mm-hmm. My grandpa actually got drafted to the, I don't know if they were the San Francisco Giants yet back when he was younger, but either the San Francisco or the New York Giants baseball team when he was, I think, 18. And so, baseball's, very much been in our background. And I kind of always figured that like I would go play college baseball just because, it runs in the family a little bit. But I think football was just kind of the path that, I was led on. And I think I had some more success in that area. My dad was always very supportive of our athletics growing up, doing coaching for baseball for me. And he was always, very willing to help in whatever we needed, whether that be like, even my recruiting process in high school, bringing me to camps, in other states and just really giving me like resources to kind of take the next step into playing in college.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Will Copey, a former collegiate football player, now working for a group called FOCUS. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say that you were a Minnesota Viking fan. And if so, who was your player that you looked up to during your high school years?
So it's funny you mentioned that. I'm actually a Green Bay Packer fan. kind of a weird story. I don't really have any ties to Wisconsin, but I think for some reason, like my dad never liked the Vikings growing up. And like, mm-hmm. as a young kid, I'm like, okay, I want to be like dad. And so I was like, okay, if I don't like the Vikings, I got to pick a team. And so I just kind of chose the Packers because I wanted to be rebellious. but my favorite player growing up, I actually chose his number my sophomore year, was Jordy Nelson from the Packers. Mm-hmm. So he was a receiver I looked up to. I used to love watching him and Rodgers connect. So definitely Jordy Nelson was my guy.
So talk about this this football career, if you will. So you play in high school, then you went to Mankato, as you mentioned. That transition going from high school to the collegiate level, just talk about your experience.
Yeah, definitely a very humbling experience, I would say. You know, coming from a town of, 10,000 people. I was one of the better athletes in my class, kind of like all the way through up until high school, and had a lot of success. I think in the high school level, you can kind of get away with, just like using pure talent, not really, diving into details, whether it be like watching film, getting in the weight room, all that stuff. And so I think I got to college and I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm not the best player here anymore. Like I am a freshman and, we got guys who are fifth year seniors who are, way better than me. And so I think coming into college, it was definitely a really big check on my humility. Mm-hmm. But it was really beautiful at the same time, because I think I got to see the Lord really worked through that in my life. Cause I just know for me personally, it would have been very easy if I would showed up to campus freshman year, won a starting job and had a lot of success. I think my ego would have shot through the roof a little bit. Mm-hmm. And that humility, I think, really allowed me to open my heart to the Lord and invite him back into my life. I think it's also too just a tough transition for anybody, regardless of if you're an athlete or not, going to college, leaving home, kind of being around new people, leaving your family and your friends. I think I was just blessed to have, 24 other freshmen in my class that kind of came in and were in the same spot as me. And we all redshirted together my freshman year. So that was really helpful just to develop in that way and just grow in those friendships. A lot of graces, but definitely a tough time as well.
Well, we talk about sports being properly directed, and some of us who have played competitive sports, we had to figure that out through lessons within the sports environment. Did you grow in virtue, would you say, as you were a collegiate athlete, or did it something that came at a certain point in your life, or it's when you left the sport that you kind of understood it a little bit better?
Yeah, I think of both and, right? I think in high school, I could see these virtues of leadership starting to come on. Like my senior year, I was voted captain for my football team, which was a great honor. And just being entrusted with leading my fellow teammates as a senior was really beautiful. And I think I grew a lot of leadership in that way. And then coming to college, I think, like any probably young man who's in love with their sport, there's a big identity crisis of putting their identity in their success on the field. And that was definitely something I struggled with. Even kind of past my reversion in college back to the faith, it was still there. But I think just the awareness of, what am I made for? I'm made for God, and God, loves me and he delights in me regardless of how I perform. I think knowing that truth, even if it was still hard to implement that, mm-hmm. was very good for me. And I think it just got to the point too, where, the more the less I cared about how I played, the more fun I had. I just felt, very, very free towards my last 2 years of college. Even if I wasn't, having the most success on the field and didn't have the results I would have wanted personally, I think there was this freedom of being I want to give it my all. And I know that, the Lord is calling me to excellence in my sport, but excellence doesn't always look like, putting up huge numbers or winning every game. It's about showing up and doing my responsibilities towards my team and being a leader. And so I think just over time, the humility of that, just trying to be a servant leader to my teammates was something that really, really ended up growing in me as I got older.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer. Once again, we're chatting with Will Coppi, former collegiate player at Mankato State. And Will, part of the team concept or spending so much time with your other teammates, that sense of camaraderie, did you miss that when you left the game? And I know a lot of athletes who played collegiate sports and even pro sports, that element when it's missing is a void.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think, the time period after I got done playing. So I guess I finished my last season in the fall and then I was still at school in the spring. And so I was around the team a little bit, but I wasn't in the locker room. And yeah, it was very weird because I was still living with three of my teammates who were on the team still, and they were playing another season, and I was off the team. And I think just like having that kind of like that built-in brotherhood mm-hmm. was something I was so used to my whole life of, yeah, I have these friends, but like they, in some ways, like they were kind of given to me because like, yeah, we just were on the same team and we kind of just, yeah, we associate together. And I think it was definitely a challenge and still continues to be, you know, pursuing like friendship with someone who's not, who I'm not around like all the time, like on my football team. And I think, yeah, that's just something so beautiful that I encourage a lot of men to embrace while they have it. It's like, yeah, take advantage of the time you have with your teammates and really love them and invest in them. Cause I think one thing that I truly regret looking back at my college years is not investing more in my teammates and like loving them. Cause I think it's really easy to look back now as, you know, I've been out of the sport for 2 years to be like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I had an amazing opportunity to really pursue my teammates in friendship and lead them to the Lord. And I think in a lot of ways, I failed at it, but I think it's been cool not having that community because it has forced me to grow in my sense of pursuing friends and not just like, you know, accidentally ended up being friends with people. Mm-hmm. Like it really has to be intentional now yeah. in my life.
All right, let's step aside. On the other side, I want to talk about what you're doing now that you're not competing in sports, but you're still in sports and you're reaching out to athletes on the college campus. In fact, we're going to talk about your trip to Paris for the 2024 Olympic Games. You're listening to Blessed to Play. My guest is Will Copey. Stay with us.
St. Augustine gives us tremendous insight as to why we should pray. He says this, "Why God should ask us to pray when He knows what we need even before we ask Him may perplex us if we do not realize that our Lord and God does not want to know what we want, for as God He cannot fail to already know it. But rather He wants us to exercise our desire through our prayers so that we may be able to receive what He is preparing to give us."
Hi, this is Cy Kellett from Catholic Answers Live.
This is Jerry Usher from Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
This is Colleen Kelly Mast.
This is Dr. David Anders.
The most trusted Catholic voices are on EWTN Radio.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Will Copey. He's a former collegiate football player, and now he's working for a group called FOCUS, the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, and he's working on the college campus, reaching out to athletes using his athletic background, but now incorporating faith with it. And Will has some great experiences on reaching out to athletes and spiritually, encouraging them to live a life pleasing to God. And Will, as I mentioned, you were an athlete and now you're reaching out to athletes. So tell us how this came about and why you have a desire to do so.
Yeah. So yeah, like you said, I'm working for a organization called Fellowship of Catholic University Students, where I work on, you know, college campus with athletes. And yeah, so when I was in college, I got encountered by a missionary with FOCUS my freshman year. And yeah, kind of throughout my time, just gradually started taking more steps to, grow in my faith and, you know, be a leader amongst my community and my team. And I think, yeah, towards my senior year, I was like, you know, my life was radically transformed by Jesus and like through a FOCUS missionary. And I think I saw in a lot of my teammates when I was in college that like, yeah, like I kind of like myself, like I, you know, had good morals. I think I was like a good kid, but I think just like misguided in a lot of ways and was never really challenged or encouraged to like really like live out the truth. Mm-hmm. And I think that desire sprung in my heart to be like, okay, like I want to give back and serve in a way like where I was served in college, because I know there's so many young men out there who, not even to their own fault, but are very misguided by the culture. And I, you know, I saw it especially in in the locker room, you know, amongst my football team. And so, yeah, there's just a great desire there to lead men to Christ in that way. And so, yeah, that's kind of what I'm doing on campus here up in North Dakota at the University of Mary. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's been a joy to just work alongside my other missionary teammates and just help lead these men to the Lord in some capacity.
If you could talk about in some general terms your interaction with these athletes. Are many of the athletes that you're talking with, are they hearing this message for the first time? They never had a really discussion about it. I know some probably come from a faith background, but there are probably some that don't. So if you could just give us some overview of some of those interactions.
For sure. Yeah. So, it's an interesting campus up at the University of Mary because, you know, we're, very, you know, the Catholic identity here is very strong amongst like the normal student body. But I think amongst the athletes, a lot of them come here, you know, predominantly to play their sport. And so, yeah, you do have a handful of athletes who come from, you know, faithful backgrounds. And then there's also a lot who, you know, have never, you know, heard the gospel before. And so, yeah, kind of what my role looks like is, you know, our main things we do is like, you know, we lead Bible studies and then we also lead these groups called discipleship groups, where it's more of like an intentional formation and kind of like training and walking with these guys so they can go out and, you know, live as like missionaries in their whatever state of life that they're in. And so, yeah, there's a lot of receptivity, I think, amongst men. And I think, yeah, I think one thing that really helps is, you know, in their sport, like, I think for me, like once I hit that point in college where I was like dealt a lot of humility and a lot of failure, I think that's when I, you know, naturally kind of came to the Lord and was like, okay, like I can't actually count on my sport to be happy and I need something greater. And so I think there's, you know, as, some more athletes start to realize that, like, yeah, their sport isn't everything. I see this desire kind of opening up in them to want to be involved. And I think the university does a great job of promoting Catholic culture, where like being Catholic here is normal and is seen as like something good and like to be sought after. You know, whether that be through, you know, the various priests on campus or the classes they take. And so it kind of makes it a lot easier for me to, you know, when I do want to share the gospel or bring up the faith, like, they're already more familiar with it than, you know, maybe my teammates were in college.
Bless the play, Ron Meyer, chatting today with Will Copey. He was a former collegiate football player and now working on the college campus, spiritually encouraging student athletes. And Will, I want to bring up this trip to the 2024 Games, Olympic Games, I should say, in Paris. You went with a team of athletes with focus, and you went right into the Olympic Village, you entering into the athletes' world. Talk about why you decided to go to Paris, and I want to hear about the first athlete that you met while you were in the village.
Yeah, so this opportunity kind of came up in the fall of 2023, where, you know, a guy who works in our athlete section in focus, what we call Varsity Catholic, he had sent out kind of like a mass email to all of the missionaries who work with athletes within our apostolate and kind of just, you know, brought up this opportunity that could be there in the future. He wasn't too certain about if it were to happen or not, but I inquired about it. I sent him an email, told him I was interested, and yeah, kind of just followed up and was like, yeah, I think this would be a great opportunity. You know, kind of just, you know, the doors just opened up and eventually just got a call back and he's like, yeah, like, I want you to go. And I was like, great. Like, you know, I didn't really need to think or pray about it a ton. I was like, yeah, this is an amazing opportunity. And I know this is like a great way to serve the Lord. Pretty simple discernment in that sense. But, like you said, we were in the athletes' village and yeah, cool story about the first athlete I met. You know, we were in the village kind of walking around with this priest, I think one of our first days there, and he was kind of giving us this tour. And I saw this guy in this gift shop and he was from Guam. And I was like, okay, like I knew Guam was a US territory. So I like, he probably speaks English. And so I went up and talked to him and I was like, hey man, you know, kind of asked him who he was and what sport he's competing in. And yeah, we got to talking and, you know, he was from Guam, but he competed at track and field at the University of Arizona. Mm-hmm. And we kind of got to talking and I was like, yeah, I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I'm a missionary. I'm here, to serve the athletes in the village. You know, I live up in North Dakota. And he was like, oh, like I currently live in, or I used to live in North Dakota. And I was like, oh, where'd you live? He's like, oh, I lived in Minot. And I was like, oh, that's like an hour from where I live. So it was like really cool to make that connection right away. And I got his contact information. And then there was this event later on in that week that kind of like the whole, you know, Paris Olympic, like the diocese of Archdiocese of Paris was putting on to kind of promote the Olympic Games. Mm-hmm. And this guy came to an event with us and was the only athlete who came. So it was really cool to see like that initial connection I made with him. And he ended up coming to this prayer event that we had with like a ton of people from the community. So yeah, it was a really, really cool event.
What surprised you, or what was an eye-opening experience when you're behind the scenes of such a an event that has such prestige? Did anything take you by surprise?
Yeah, I think just being in the village. I was only in there probably 3 or 4 times. We weren't in there every day, but yeah, I think we can sometimes have this idea of, you know, professional athletes or athletes that are like, yeah, at the top of their game who are, and they're just like, you know, different beings almost, or just like, you know, not human. Just like see like, oh my gosh, like these people are very normal. And like, it was very easy to talk to a lot of them. Like people, I'd say generally people were pretty open to just like talking to us. And, you know, I think me and my team, we all were former athletes. So in some ways we kind of blended in. Like a lot of people didn't really bat an eye about like why we were in there. You know, I think we looked the part. But yeah, I guess one other thing that I don't know if this was surprising, but one thing that stuck out was, a lot of athletes are there to, you know, the only reason that they're in Paris and that they're there is to compete in their sport. And it kind of seems like, yeah, anything else like that is going to distract them from competing at their highest level, like they kind of want nothing to do with. Mm-hmm. And so I did see a little bit of pushback, like when we would try to talk about the faith in some ways that people were, yeah, there were some people that weren't very receptive because I think like in their minds, maybe we were a distraction to their competition. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's just a lot of that where, you know, their main goal was to compete at a high level, and anything that was in their way kind of maybe seemed like, you know, was not worth their time.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. Once again, we're chatting with Will Copey. He's a former collegiate football player, now working for a group called Focus. And Will, we have a few minutes remaining, but obviously you have interacted with a number of athletes. What would be your basic encouragement or guidance for young athletes who are perhaps going now to the collegiate level and going to enter into that domain about living a life that's faithful?
Yeah, I would say a big thing is humility. I know in my story, humility has like been an overarching theme of my journey to the Lord. And I think that, yeah, I think we kind of get this misconception of humility sometimes of, okay, humility means that I'm, you know, need to acknowledge like that I'm not good at anything, or like think less of myself. To look at humility in the sense of like, yeah, who am I like in the eyes of God, like nothing more and nothing less. And so I think like, yeah, humility entails like leadership and service. And that was one thing that I really, I think, tried to implement in my college days. And looking back now, still like, yeah, probably could have done a better job, but be like, okay, like I've been entrusted with this great responsibility on my team. And yeah, the humble thing to do is to like embrace that and to serve my teammates. And I think another point is just to recognize that your sport, if ordered properly, is like a great avenue to the Lord. So every suffering that like I'm going through, whether that be in practice, in the weight room, you know, all the little things you got to do, especially once you get to college, you know, it becomes like a full-time job, that, yeah, the Lord is going to use everything. And that like, if you're actually intentional about the way you, go about your business and your sport, like you will grow in virtue, and it will prepare you for the rest of your life. So I think I've noticed a lot of ways that I didn't even realize that I think I was growing in virtue, but now I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, there's a situation that I've been prepared for, especially like in the spiritual life, I think, you know, with perseverance and, resiliency, that I think sport naturally kind of implements in you, that, you know, I've noticed that have just, yes, that is, been a huge game changer for me.
Yeah. And when we talk about virtue, we talk about that habit of doing good. And I think for an athlete who's going to perform well, they have to be disciplined in their sport, whether it be through practice, nutrition, all sorts of things to get the best out of them. That requires a sense of discipline. And also, when we talk about virtue, that also requires a sense of discipline as well. In our remaining moments here, tell us what your favorite prayer is and what's your go-to prayer in time of need.
Ooh, that's a great question. I don't know if this is my go-to, but I think the first one that that kind of comes to my head, maybe it's a little cliche, but I do love Psalm 23.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pretty standard. A lot of people know Psalm 23, but yeah, I definitely feel, yeah, when I pray that prayer, and I read through that in the scriptures, that there's a sense of peace that it gives me, in the sense of knowing that, okay, like, yeah, my life is, I'm not in control. Like, the Lord is guiding me, and I can just like kind of let go, and I can let the Lord lead me in whatever direction he wants me to, as long as I like allow him and just like cooperate with his grace.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think I got to go with Psalm 23.
Awesome. Well, very good. Will Copey has been our guest, doing some great work there on the college campus, University of Mary, former collegiate football player, bridging the gap between faith and sports. Will, thank you so much for the time. All the best with your current work on the college campus, and thank you for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ron. I appreciate this opportunity to come on here. Yeah, it was an honor, so thank you.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Will Copey, I'm Ron Meyer. We'll catch you next time right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number two, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number two, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.